This morning, as we come out of the Christmas day and kind of move on into the new year, I was at the, I don't remember where, what store I was at. I was at the store the other day and came across all of the magazines, right? And just as, you know, the rush of Christmas was coming to an end, all of the magazines were telling me about all of the things that I needed to do in the new year. You know, how I could be a better parent in the new year, how I could, you know, lose the weight that I needed to lose in the new year, how I could, you know, if I followed these three or four steps, that I could make sure that my resolutions would be fulfilled this new year. And all the pictures on the covers and all the pictures inside are tempting me and enticing me to do better and to be better and to look better and to, you know, do and be and all these things, right? And our culture is kind of crazy, I think. I mean, we get pushed all the way through the Christmas season from Thanksgiving on. We, you know, it's buy this, do this, be this, prepare this, all of this stuff. And then when we think we have a break, all of a sudden we're getting pushed again to make these resolutions and to become these better people, you know, become better, faster, healthier in the new year, be a better person. And it just seems like crazy. It's madness. We just keep getting pushed and pushed, and we're told to push ourselves. But this text this morning from Isaiah, I think, offers this opportunity to turn that on its head and to see something different for us in the new year. So this is Isaiah 61, 10 through 62, 3. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until her vindication shines out like the dawn, and her salvation like a burning torch. The nations shall see your vindication, and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. May the Spirit of God prepare our hearts and minds to hear these words from Scripture, and may the Spirit take over and make my words into God's words for you. The amazing thing about that text and about what it's saying is that God has already shaped and molded, called, and claimed us, right? Has already, like, all of the things that we think that we need to do, in God's eyes, God has already done the work. God has set things in motion. And particularly in this Christmas season, that's what we claim. We claim that in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, that what Isaiah talked about, the righteousness of God, the goodness that God wants to plant in this world has come. God has come among us. And God's desires for goodness and setting things right has already begun to spring up in this world. It says, like a garden, when you plant the seed, the garden grows there in front of your eyes. It says that's what God is doing in our midst right now. God has the seed has already been planted, and the goodness and what God desires for this world is already springing up around us. It's It's not necessarily about all the things that we have to do and make happen. It's about how we find ways to notice, observe, and participate in the goodness and righteousness that God is making happen around us. So as we begin the new year, I want us to first just take a moment and relax. Take a moment and stop. And remember that it's about noticing what God is doing in the world. It's not so much about what we have to make happen. It's about what God has already done. It's about seeing that. It's not about pushing ourselves to pass the next hurdle, to reach the next goal. It's about pausing and seeing how we can notice what God is doing and how we can participate in what God is doing in this world. The images that Isaiah brings out about just that God has clothed us in the garment of salvation and has covered us in the robe of righteousness, and how the images is that we are sitting in God's hands, and God is looking at us like a crown, like something just beautiful, and just observing us there. I want you to think of that image as you look at the, you know, the image, what your body is supposed to look like, what your life is supposed to look like, what you know, the things that the culture tells us we're supposed to be like. As you feel pushed and pulled to do and be these certain things, remember, first of all, that you are held in God's hands, and that God is looking at you as if you are that royal diadem, that crown in God's hands. That in God's eyes you have been clothed with righteousness. That in God's eyes you have been robed and clothed with His salvation. He has covered and taken care of all that might be bad and wrong with us. And that is what we claim when we say that Christmas happened, but Christmas doesn't stop, right? It was that day that happened, but what it means for us in that birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus is that God has started to spring up goodness and righteousness in this world and has called us into that, has called us to be a part of it, and has clothed us in salvation and robed us in righteousness and has held us in His hand as a beautiful jewel. God is at work doing all the things that we think need to be done. God is at work doing that. And we just need to find the ways to take a moment to submit to what God is doing, to let go of what we think needs to happen, what we think we need to do to be better, faster, and stronger, or whatever it is, and take time to notice what God is trying to do in our lives, in the lives of our family, in the lives of our community. So a simple way to do that is just to say, like we give a portion of what we earn in our money, just to give a portion of our time. Give 5 minutes a day to just say, I stop, I pause, I submit this time to you, God. It's yours. Just if you want to speak to me, speak to me. If you want to make me sit there for 5 minutes in silence and do nothing, just so I can learn that it's not about everything that I do. It's good. Just take that time and say, I give this moment, these moments to you, because I know that you are the one that is doing and making the righteousness and the goodness come to life in this world. You are the one that spreads the love into my heart and throughout my family and throughout the community and throughout the world. You are the one who's doing and making and all of that. So, the other verse in this text that stuck out to me, as well as where it talks about how we are given this new name, right? We're given this new name that God speaks to us. And for me, that is most clearly seen in the way that we do when we baptize someone, right? When we baptize someone, we ask, who do you bring to be baptized? And we say the child's name, or we say the person's name. And usually we say just the first name or the first and middle name, because the surname, the last name that they'll be given after their baptism is that they will be part of God's family. They'll keep their last name in the world, but in God's eyes they have God's last name. They are children of God in baptism. So I couldn't think of a better way to start our new year and to remember whose we are and what that means for us than to walk you through a reaffirmation of our baptism, to remember again what it means that we were signed and sealed in that water as God's and taken up into God's hands and into God's family. So I want to just walk through that with you. Sisters and brothers in Christ, our baptism is a sign and seal of our cleansing from sin and our being grafted into Christ, of our being brought into God's family as brothers and sisters. Through the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Christ, the power of sin is broken, and God's kingdom entered our world. Through our baptism, we are made citizens of God's kingdom. We are clothed in the garment of righteousness, of salvation, covered in the robe of righteousness. Let us rejoice greatly in what the Lord has done through the renewal of the promises that we made in our baptism. I ask you, therefore, to once again, reject sin and evil in the world. Profess your faith in Jesus Christ, the faith in which we were baptized. So I'm going to ask you the three questions, and you just have to say, I do, I will, with God's help. I do, I will, with God's help. All right. Trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you turn from the ways of sin and renounce evil and its power in the world? I do. Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Lord and Savior, trusting in His grace and love? I do. Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying His word and showing His love? I will, with God's help. Will you pray with me? We give you thanks, eternal God, for you nourish and sustain all living things by the gift of water. In the beginning of time, your Spirit moved over the watery chaos, calling forth order and life. We praise you that through the waters of the sea, you led your people Israel out of bondage into freedom in the land of your promise. We praise you for sending Jesus, your Son, who for us was baptized in the waters of the Jordan and was anointed as the Christ by your Holy Spirit. Through the baptism of his death and resurrection, you set us free from the bondage of sin and death and gave us cleansing and rebirth. We praise you for your Holy Spirit who teaches us and leads us into all truth, filling us with a variety of gifts that we might proclaim the gospel to all nations and serve you as a royal priesthood. We rejoice that you claimed us in our baptism and that by your grace we were born anew, that we were given a new name and claimed as your own. By your Holy Spirit, renew us, that we may be empowered to do your will and continue forever in the risen life of Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all glory and honor, now and forever. Amen. Now, remember your baptism. Remember that you have passed through these waters, been clothed in the garment of salvation, covered in the robe of righteousness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.